Hello, it's Carol here. The reason I'm having this conversation is because I'm finding life rather difficult at the moment. My husband died a year ago. We were crossing the road and both run over by a lorry. He had a month in hospital and came home, and he died in my arms within an hour of coming home. And I'm still finding it very, very difficult to, I suppose, accept it, to realise I won't see him again, certainly not in this life. And I'm rather bewildered, and I find myself rather bewildered. I coped a little bit at the beginning by, of course, crying a lot, sobbing a lot, actually, and also saying I'll live my life in minutes. 1 minute, I think I'll put the kettle on. And then I'd pause, and the next minute, I'll put the tea bags in. And I did that for a while, and it did help a little bit. And then I got times when I'd have about 40 seconds, sometimes 50 seconds, when I thought, I will get through this, I can get through this. And I tried to think, what is it that's always helped me in life? Talking to people, sharing how I feel and how they feel has certainly been one of the ways. And also, I suppose, philosophies that I probably got from my mother, who seemed to have been born wise. And I know she would have said, take life by the scruff of the neck, darling. Know you can cope. You may not enjoy it, but know you can get there, know you can cope. And to keep a bit of me, like an inner self, that knows that I can cope. I've read an awful lot of things. And one was an article by a therapist, and she said, of course therapy can help, but do you know what? The first year or so, sometimes when you lose a loved one, you can go mad, literally go mad. And that was such a relief, because at times I thought, I am going mad, I have gone mad, doing things out of character, ordering and buying clothes online that I don't need at all, and not even sending them back when they don't fit, just going through a very, very funny period. And most mornings when I wake up, I've looked at the photo of Richard beside me or spoken to the cats and said, I'll have a go another day, I'll see if I can get through another day. And that's the sort of thing that I've been doing. And I wondered if anything I could say could ever help anybody else, or I could learn more from other people, because everything, I'm always learning and waiting for something that might just help me. I was very, very lucky, because Richard and I, about 25 years ago or so, said that we would leave each other a letter to be read by the one who lived. And the morning before the funeral, I said to myself, I'll open it early hours of the morning before the funeral. And it said, my darling, I'm writing this the morning before we are to be married, as you've long asked me to do. Wasn't that wonderful? He wrote it before we were married, over 20 years earlier. And he said, I just want to say that you've transformed my life. It's not for that that I love you. I love you for yourself, but you have transformed my life, he said. And I can't believe that we won't one day meet again in some form to laugh together. So this is just a short farewell, my darling. And I want to say to you, please be as kind to yourself as you are to others, and know and remember that you made me the happiest of men. So he helped to console me in his death, just as he's always consoled me in his life. So I'm going to carry on trying to learn and trying to accept, and to eventually just remember the joyous years we had together, and not feel the leaden person I felt for so long. So I'm going to try to live within the glow of our love. And if you are with me for a little part of that journey, that would be wonderful. Thank you for listening. I will be back.